HarperCollins presents Pages & Co. The Last Book Wanderer by Anna James, read by Aisha Carla. For my granddad, who is part of all my stories, even these that he is not here to read. Previously in Pages & Co. In Tilly and the Book Wanderers, Matilda Pages discovered that she was a book wanderer who could travel inside her favourite books. While looking for her missing mother with her best friend Oscar, she discovered that she was half fictional and had some unusual book wandering abilities. In Tilly and the Lost Fairy Tales, and then Tilly and the Map of Stories, Tilly and Oscar defeated the powerful Underwood siblings who had taken control of the magical British Underlibrary. They followed a map to the mysterious archive, a place hidden in story where every book wanderer has a record of their book wandering. On their journey, they encountered the Sesquipedalian, a book-smuggling train, home to Horatio Bolt and his nephew, Milo. Together, they stopped the Underwoods by unbinding all the source editions at the British Underlibrary, meaning that many books were freed from the risk of being changed forever. In The Book Smugglers, Milo Bolt learned that his uncle was caught up in some schemes that were much bigger and more dangerous than book smuggling. Horatio made a deal with the Alchemist, an ancient hoarder of book magic, who wants to take control of the world's imagination. When Horatio was sent to sleep by a poisoned book, Milo and Tilly travelled to Venice to confront the Alchemist, who believed that Tilly was the legendary anonymous reader who could help him find the Book of Books, a hidden manuscript containing the secrets of book wandering. In the Treehouse Library, Milo and Alessia, the Alchemist's daughter, went to Northumberland in search of Rosa, the guardian of the Book of Books. Rosa helped them to track down the ingredients they needed to wake up Horatio as the Alchemist closed his web around them all. When he trapped Tilly's family inside Pages & Co., Rosa revealed that the way to the Book of Books was inside Pages & Co., and she and the four young book wanderers set off to find Merlin the Wizard, the first book wanderer. And Milo learned he had been the anonymous reader all along. Chapter 1. A Tangle of History and Myth. When travelling through a magical portal, you don't usually expect to end up at a tourist attraction. And yet, for five book wanderers, that was exactly what seemed to have happened. They stood beneath a slate archway, and behind them stretched the wilds of the Northumbrian countryside. In front of them was somewhere entirely different. Instead of fields, there was the sea, but there was also a queue of slightly sunburnt people staring at them in annoyance. Thankfully, these people didn't seem to be able to see Northumberland through the portal, or the magical book-smuggling train waiting there. The dirty looks were all due to Tilly, Milo, Oscar, Alessia and Rosa jumping the queue for the archway photo opportunity.
"The portal is broken,"
Alessia said bluntly.
"It's not exactly broken," Oscar pointed out. "It did bring us somewhere. Something magical happened."
"It took us to the right place," Rosa said, slowly looking around. "This is Tintagel Castle in Cornwall, all right. But I'm worried that it's the wrong time. Or the wrong... Leah?"
"It's me," said Milo, resigned. "I did something wrong. I'm not the anonymous reader after all. I've created some sort of sightseeing portal instead of the one we need to find the Book of Books. The Alchemist is going to track it down first, steal everyone's imagination. And it's all my fault."
"Well, can we go back and try again?"
Tilly asked, just as the hazy gateway shimmered out of existence.
"You ruined it,"
Alessia said accusingly to Tilly.
"I hardly think a stone archway is listening to me," Tilly retorted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?